This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Large parts of central and eastern China are being inundated by the worst flooding in decades, with a loss of more than 100 lives, according to the New York Times. Reuters reports there are resulting disruptions in key supply chains, including those with personal protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic emerged late last year, warned residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir, which has been holding back water to try to ease downstream flooding, is said to be more than 10 meters higher than its warning point. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being recorded today, as the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide nears 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. India has surpassed 1 million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities approaching 26,000. Brazil's staggering caseload now tops 2 million, with 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He is said to be taking the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, unproven to be effective against COVID. India's sad milestone has sharpened anxieties tied to the country's overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Israel has reinstated a wide array of virus precautions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls them interim steps to avoid another general lockdown. Restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on weekends. The weekend closure of barbershops, beauty salons, tourist sites, and beaches is planned. The rise in pandemic cases in Israel yesterday totaled 1,900, pushing the nationwide number to some 46,000. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 COVID infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. It is a precarious balancing act of opening restaurants and theaters with limited seating and having store clerks work behind plastic shielding. Japan has lost almost 1,000 lives to the pandemic. In Australia, the state of New South Wales is tightening its pandemic rules after health officials found 8 new COVID infections. With a record 428 new cases, the city of Melbourne is a virus hotspot. Here in the United States, there is no shortage of worsening virus hotspots. Cases are climbing toward 3.6 million, with more than 138,000 deaths. Disease spikes are spread across the South and West. Among the hardest hit states, Florida, with close to 14,000 new cases yesterday and 156 virus deaths. Florida's totals close to 316,000 infections and some 4,700 fatalities. Texas, for a third straight day, recorded 10,000 new COVID cases and 129 deaths. A third of the state's 3,400 fatalities have come in the first 2 weeks of July. The city of San Antonio, Texas, has begun using refrigerated tractor-trailer trucks to store the bodies of victims. In the state of Arizona, infections are closing in on 135,000, 55,000 this month alone. Fatalities now number about 2,500. Arizona yesterday had the unwelcome distinction of leading the U.S. in the growth of confirmed coronavirus cases. It also has the country's most alarming rise in positive virus test results, more than 25%. In the latest 24-hour period, the United States broke its daily record for new cases with more than 77,000. A new survey by Reuters and Ipsos shows that only 1 in 4 Americans agree with President Trump's insistence that schools fully reopen this fall. 4 in 10 parents say they'll likely keep their children home. The online survey was conducted as the country's 13,000 school districts wrestle with how to safely resume classes after closing in the spring as infections spread. And a poll done by The Washington Post and ABC shows only 38% of Americans support Mr. Trump's handling of the pandemic, down from 46% in May. And a 63% majority said controlling the spread of COVID was more important than reopening the economy, another belief at sharp odds with Mr. Trump's stated priorities. Britain, the U.S., and Canada are accusing Russian intelligence of trying to steal information from researchers working on a COVID-19 vaccine. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made the announcement. Term persistent, the alleged attacks are seen as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than disrupt research. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations. Russia has the fourth largest number of COVID cases in the world, 758,000, with 12,000 lives lost. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.